All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is May 20th, 2026, 10:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Brooke, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Yeah, Brooke Cole.
Laurent Jouffray.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting, District Accountant.
Derek, are you there? We'll just note Derek Campbell is with us as well. So that is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, May 4th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
They do for me. Laurent?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the board minutes from May 4th, 2026.
Thanks,
Brooke. I second that.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Brendan.
Great. I will put the proposed tentative budget for 2020 budget amendment for 2025 on the screen. As we are closing out the books and going through the audit process for fiscal year 2025, we determined that there were some expenses that were out of alignment with the originally adopted budget. And so today, we'd like to start the process of amending that 2025 budget. Now, in your financials, you do have three different funds. You have a general fund, a debt service fund, and a capital projects fund. There were no concerns with the expenditures in the capital projects fund or the debt service fund. Any of the questions or concerns were relative to the general fund. And so that's the only fund that we're requesting an amendment to the budget on. And so on your screen, you have the general fund shown. You have on the left-hand column, the 2025 final budget as originally adopted, and then the proposed or tentative amended budget on the right-hand column. What you can see when comparing those two from a revenue standpoint, there's no changes there, but under the expenditures, we're proposing an adjustment of total expenditures of $50,000 to total expenditures of $100,000. You can see what the line by line, just briefly looking at the accounting, that was a placeholder budget. We came in substantially under budget on our services. So we're actually proposing a decrease in that accounting and finance line item. On the audit, we had a placeholder for that. There was not an audit required to be performed in fiscal year 2025 for 2024. Okay, let me say that again. We were not required to have a audit performed in 2025 for fiscal year 2024. And so we didn't have an audit expense in 2025. Now we are performing an audit now in 2026 for 2025. That expense will be recognized in 2026 when the actual services are performed. Additionally, we do have some insurance. So we have an amount there. And then legal and district management, you can see that there was more than expected amount there. And so we've increased that budget. But all in, $100,000 in total expenditures. Does the board have any questions on the proposed amendment?
So let me just say, Brooke, that we think the issue is going to be the cost of issuance. So getting with Kelly and figuring out what got paid out of cost of issuance versus what was post bond issuance. So that number probably, well, not probably, that number is going to come down. We just need to figure it out. But like Brendan said, we need to be able to show based on the expenses what happened, and then we can get it cleared up for the budget.
Okay. And that would just be a reconciliation of that then after?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And what is the time frame to complete that review?
I'm hoping like in the next couple of days to get with Kelly and figure out where all the funds came and went. And
okay.
Why did we get
Yep.
probably two? What happened, if you remember last time, Brendan and I talked about a requisition that was done.
Yep.
So sorting through what in that requisition should have been through capital, the working capital project fund, and then the cost of issuance. So we just need to get with, I need to finalize it with Kelly, and I hope she's got it taken care of now.
Great. So with that being said, then I know this is a tentative budget hearing. We'll have another final budget hearing on this. Will the work be done prior to the final budget hearing?
That's the plan, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. No further questions from me then related to this, Brendan. Thank you. Laurent?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, what I
Yeah.
would need then it'd be a motion to approve the tentative budget.
I'll go ahead and move to approve the tentative budget as presented today.
I second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, do you guys have anything else for us? Anything we need to cover, go through?
Just want to make sure that we've completed all the disclosures that were necessary. I know that was on a follow-up item on our last board meeting. Has that been taken care of?
So the quarterly report, I just need to get the development updates. Everything is ready. So I've sent an email to Michelle and Ryan. So hopefully I get those. You probably saw that Derek had done a what's called a fraud risk assessment.
Yep.
So I just need you and Dave to sign those or that. There will also, when the budget comes in, there's another form that the state auditor requires us to do, and that's called the fraud or the financial certification. So what that's going to do, Brooke, that's going to be you and Dave again. And that's going to be that you guys look at that, you look at the budget, make sure the district's in good financial position, and then you would sign that certification. And the certification is based on the budget. So when we get that done, just look for that one as well.
Okay, I know that I received the fraud from you, Brennan, and also from you, Michael, via DocuSign,
Yep.
and executed only the one that you sent, Michael,
Okay.
this morning. I know it's pending Dave's review and approval today.
Okay.
So I assume we only need to sign one of those.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, great. And then on the other board member disclosures, I know there was some new language related to that Tyler shared with us last time as well. Did all of those get taken care of, Tyler?
I've got Laurent's and Dave's. I don't believe I have one for you, Brooke.
Okay. I know I sent it in. So
Okay. Let me.
and you all responded and said, yes, this looks correct.
I'm pretty
And you
sure I
did
saw it, Brooke.
mine. I was not sure if mine was correctly done, so
If you would just follow up,
Yep.
Tyler, and make sure that you have all three of them, that they're all correct, that would be.
Yep.
If not, happy to resend them in and get it taken care of. We want to make sure we're in compliance with everything.
Will do.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
No further business from me. Laurent, any from you?
Nope.
Okay, back to you,
Okay.
Michael.
Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, Brendan, you're good. Okay. All right. A
I'm
motion
good.
to adjourn then.
I'll go ahead and motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Brooke.
And I second that.
Thanks, Laurent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Thanks,
Okay.
everybody.
Good.
Appreciate it.